This is our first podcast. I'm Meadow.
What do you mean you're
Antonia? All right. So, for the first podcast, I'm going to read you a story. And it is called Red Riding Hood. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, there was a sweet little maiden who was loved by all who knew her. But she was especially dear to her grandmother, who did everything she could for the child. Once she gave her a little red velvet cloak. It was so becoming, and the little girl liked it so much that she would never wear anything else, and so she got the name of Red Riding Hood. One day her mother said to her, "Come here, Red Riding Hood, take this cake and bottle of wine to grandmother. She is weak and ill, and they will do her good. Go quickly before it gets hot. Don't loiter by the way, nor run, or you will fall and break the bottle, and then there will be no wine for grandmother. And when you get to her house, don't forget to say, 'Good morning,' prettily to grandmother, without staring about you." "I will do just as you tell me," Red Riding Hood promised her mother. Her grandmother lived far into the wood, a good half hour from the village. When she got to the wood, Red Riding Hood met a wolf, but she did not know what a wicked animal he was. So she was not a bit afraid of him. "Good morning, Red Riding Hood," he said. "Good morning, Wolf," she answered.
What's the point of this?
Oh, you haven't heard this before.
Okay.
It's different than what you're imagining.
Okay.
"Whither away so early, Red Riding Hood?" "To grandmother's." "What?"
"I'm scared."
"You should be." "What have you in your basket?" "Cake and wine. We baked yesterday, so I'm taking a cake to grandmother. She needs something to make her well." "Where does she live, Red Riding Hood?" "A good quarter of an hour farther into the wood. Her house stands under three big oak trees near a hedge of nut trees, which you must know," said Red Riding Hood. The wolf thought, "This tender little creature will be a plump morsel. She will be much nicer to eat than the old woman. I must be very cunning and snap them both up." He walked along with Red Riding Hood for a while. Then he said, "Look at the pretty flowers, Red Riding Hood. Why don't you look about you? I don't believe you even hear the birds sing. You are as solemn as if you were going to school, and everything else is so gay out here in the wood." Red Riding Hood raised her eyes, and when she saw the sunlight dancing through the trees and all the bright flowers, she thought, "I'm sure grandmother would be pleased if I took her a bunch of fresh flowers. It is still quite early. I shall have plenty of time to pick them." So she left the path and wandered off among the trees to pick flowers. Each time she picked one, she always saw another, even prettier one, farther on. So she went deeper and deeper into the forest. In the meantime, the wolf went straight off to the grandmother's cottage and knocked at the door. "Who's there?" "Red Riding Hood, bringing you a cake and some wine. Open the door." "Lift the latch," called out the old woman. "I'm too weak to get up." The wolf lifted the latch and the door sprang open. He went straight in and up to the bed without saying a word and ate up the poor old woman. Then he put on her nightdress and cap, got into bed, and drew the curtains. Red Riding Hood picked flowers till she could carry no more. Then she remembered that she had promised not to loiter on the way to her grandmother's. She was astonished when she got to the house to find the door open. And when she entered the room, everything seemed so strange. She felt quite frightened, but she did not know why.
"Bless you."
"Bless you." "Good morning, grandmother," she cried, but she received no answer. Then she went up to the bed and drew the curtain back. There lay her grandmother, but she had drawn her cap down over her face, and she looked very odd. "Oh, grandmother, what big ears you have," she said. "The better to hear you with, my dear." "Grandmother, what big eyes you have." "The better to see you with, my dear." "What big hands you have, grandmother." "The better to catch hold of you with, my dear." "But, grandmother, what big teeth you have." "The better to eat you with, my dear." Hardly had the wolf said this when he made a spring out of bed and swallowed up poor little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, but how different would the story be if she didn't comment on the teeth and you never got a chance to eat her with a clever line?
She talked a little too much, didn't she? Yeah. She should have ran sooner.
I don't know how the original goes. Except I know that she doesn't get eaten.
I know. When the wolf was quite full, he went... This book is called The World's Best Fairy Tales.
That's right.
And it has over 800 pages of fairy tales. When the wolf was quite full, he went back to bed, and soon he was snoring loudly. A huntsman went past the house and thought, how loudly the old lady is snoring. I must see if there is anything the matter with her. He went into the house
and
up to the bed. How do you think it's going to go?
He's going to chop him and get them out or something.
What do you think is going
to
happen?
Well, if you say it's not going to happen the way it's supposed to happen, I'm guessing he's going to get eaten too.
Uh-oh. The brownie timer. Here, you keep reading while I go get the brownies out of the oven. Ow, I tripped on the chair. All right. He must see if anything is the matter with her.
He went into the house and up to the bed where he found the wolf fast asleep. So, do I find you here, you old sinner? He said. Long enough have I looked for you. He had just raised his gun to shoot when it occurred to him that perhaps the wolf had eaten up the old lady and that she might still be saved. So he took a knife and began cutting open the sleeping wolf. At the first cut, he saw a little red cloak. And after a few more slashes, the little girl jumped out and cried, oh, how frightened I was. It was so dark inside the wolf. Next, the old grandmother came out, alive but hardly able to breathe. Red Riding Hood brought some big stones with which they filled the wolf. He woke up and tried to dash away, but the stones dragged him back and he fell down dead.
I was right.
Yeah, me too. They were all happy now. The huntsman skinned the wolf and took it for home. The grandmother ate the cake and drank the wine which Red Riding Hood had brought, and she soon felt quite strong. And Red Riding Hood said to herself, I will never again wander off into the forest as long as I live when my mother forbids it.
So this whole story, just to say,
don't run away when your mom says not to.
Then you can get eaten by wolves and chopped out.
Oh, that was interesting.
I didn't see that coming.
What part?
When the wolf ate the grandma.
Don't you know the story?
Well, in the little critter book, he ties the grandma up.
It's little critter.
That's not the story.
Well, that's the most recent one.
That's making it less brutal.
Where he ties up the grandma. And
yeah, that's not the story.
And then a woodsman comes and lets grandma out of the closet and chases the wolf away.
Oh, my God.
That's the story.
That's a bit gross.
Well, it's not the right one.
Wow, this one's weird, too.